Business. Our first item of other business is subdivision 2020-13 Terrapin Island, formerly known as Salt Cedars, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for a coastal area cluster subdivision to subdivide 32.13 acres into 42 single-family lots with private roads, open space, and amenities to include community pocket parks, ephemeral ponds, walking trails, and other related improvements. The parcel is located on the east side of Camp Arrowhead Road, Sussex County Road 279, approximately 1.1 miles south of Angola Road, Sussex County Road 277. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan at their meeting on Thursday, July 8, 2021. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Zoning Code, Subdivision Code, and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 18, Parcel 31. The zoning code, or the zoning district, is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff receipt of all agency approvals.
I have one question before I make my motion. I looked at the landscaping plan, and that was fine with that. The one thing that we were concerned with was lights from cars shining into the neighboring there at the right there at that bottom curve. And so I was trying to see if the landscape plan actually covered that area so the lights would not be in. Is there any way that if that does happen, that was the one thing I had, just to make sure that nobody's street lights are shining in somebody's bedroom window. It's around the corner on that land. Keep going to the, go to the right. See where the road dips down there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right there. They've got trees and bushes to go there. I just want to make sure that, is there any way, if it's still, the people who live at the edge of Dogwood Drive, their house is right there, and their concern was that lights would be shining into their house.
Sure.
So if that is a problem, is there anything we can do about that, or just say put a fence in now?
So the waved line shows where the tree line is going to be and where they're going to cut back to the tree line. There's two ways of dealing with it. Is one, staff can reach out to the applicant to seek clarification, or if the commission were okay to grant final today, it could be contingent upon there being a physical feature along that property line to address that concern. Or if the commission wanted to see the design of that feature, we would reach out to the applicant and just not approve it today and then bring it back.
So I'm cool with making the approval today just to put something there so it doesn't shine in there. That's it.
Yep. So
I care about. Doesn't even have to be a whole fence, just something to stop the light.
So it would be final subdivision plan approval contingent upon the applicant providing either landscaping or physical feature to shield against headlights.
Okay.
Or similar. So
that's the motion that I'm making, that make a motion to approve it as a final with the contingency that there's no light shining in the other people's yard.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2020-13 Terrapin Island, formerly known as Salt Cedars, as a final with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-11 Lightship Cove, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for a cluster subdivision to divide 51.97 acres more or less into 97 single-family lots. Included in the plan are private roads, open space sidewalks, and other site improvements. The parcel is located on the southwest side of Fisher Road, Sussex County Road 202, approximately 1.55 mile east of Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan at their meeting of December 9th, 2021. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes as well as all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 10, Parcel 69. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2021-11 Lightship Cove, I move for approval of the final site plan.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan of subdivision 2021-11 Lightship Cove as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is site plan number 22-24, Four Seasons Park, formerly known as Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the Four Seasons Park, formerly known as Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC, for the construction of a commercial self-storage facility and landscaping business. The preliminary site plan includes 12 mini storage structures of varying sizes, a 9,900 square foot covered parking space area for the storage of boats and recreational vehicles, a 6,000 square foot building for use as an office and storage, parking, and other ancillary improvements. The plan includes three phases, with the landscaping business improvements as phase one, that's at the rear of the site, the self-storage facility improvements as phase two in the central area, and phase three as a placeholder for future improvements at the front of the parcel. The parcel itself consists of 11.66 acres, more or less, and it's located on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, approximately 0.4 mile west of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 11, Parcel 32. The zoning is C1, General Commercial Zoning District, and C2, Medium Commercial Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desires to act favorably, final approvals are requested to be made by staff. Any proposed development as part of phase three will be brought back to the commission as part of a revised site plan for approval.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, regarding S-22-24, Four Seasons Park, formerly known as Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC, I move for preliminary site plan approval with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for site plan 22-24, Four Seasons Park, formerly known as Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC, as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 22-15, Price Automotive preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 22,315 square foot automotive sales and service center. Included in the plan are 83 parking spaces, areas dedicated for inventory parking, utility and access easements, and other site improvements. The site is located within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District, and staff note it will be subject to an agreement with the Department of Transportation. And the site is also located in a wellhead protection review area, and it may be subject to review and approval by the county engineer prior to final approval. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 127.08. The zoning is commercial residential, CR1. Staff are awaiting agency approvals and recommend that this plan return to commission for final approval. Thank you.
Does it have parking in the setback?
There is parking in the setback, and because it's a car sales use, that would absolutely have to be clarified in the final stamp plan. There are code requirements on where cars for sale can be located relative to the street line. So the commission has the ability to approve the parking spaces, but then staff would need to further clarify what the purposes of these spaces are. So,
right.
So they can. They're not within now, are they?
So.
Sorry, you got me confused.
So, it is a kind of like a through lot. So we have Hood Road and then Route 24.
It's Route 24 I'm worried about.
That was reviewed. They should be out of the. So it complies with the 25-foot setback for inventory parking, or 25-foot setback for, yes, inventory parking, but it does look like an aisle's within the 60-foot setback.
So on final, we just need to clarify that these spaces down here are not being used for vehicle display of vehicles for sale. They've shown that they're not within the setback from the street line to 24, and they've shown that parking over here. So subject to that clarification, which is why staff have suggested we bring final back if commission are generally okay with the layout. So.
All
I'm generally okay. I don't want parking in any of the setbacks that are not allowed, so.
Does that?
Forward, but fix that.
Sure.
Anything that comes in like that.
If I could ask, does that concern also apply to Hood Road? Because technically it's a 60-foot from both sides, or is your concern mainly about Route 24?
My concern is mostly 24.
Okay.
Is that reasonable for anybody, everybody else?
I agree.
Okay. All right. So then that my motion is that we approve the preliminary site plan S22-15 for Price Automotive LLC, making sure there are no parking spaces within the setback for Route 24, and the final to come back to the commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for site plan 22-15 Price Automotive as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is Lawton Investments preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Lawton Investments LLC, conditional use 2264 for the reuse of two existing one-story structures on two adjacent parcels. The plan proposes the reuse of two existing one-story office buildings containing 1,600 square feet and 1,540 square feet, respectively, as medical offices. The proposed use was approved as conditional use 2264 by the Sussex County Council on November 16th, 2021, through ordinance number 2813. The preliminary plan includes improvements primarily related to the design and configuration of the parking and internal circulation on the site. The parcels are located on the southeastern side of Savannah Road, Route 9B, and Sussex County Road 443A, approximately three quarters of a mile northeast of Westcoats Road, and share an entrance. This preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcels are District 335, Map 8.18, Parcel 15, and Parcel 16. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
How many parking spaces are they supposed to have for this? Do you know?
I asked Mr. Phillips to check the building floor area and compare it to their parking calculations, and he has those numbers.
Sure. So six are required because it is specified it's a medical office rather than a standard office. And it was confirmed today, the one space located at the bottom of the page, that is proposed to be a parking space. So.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it's. I'm glad they're working on this because it's a mess in there. So, okay.
Okay.
Great. And then I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan for Lawton Investments with the final to be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
The move and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for Lawton Investments as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is a Hickory Ridge Church preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a foyer, a covered porch, and parking for an existing church. The parcel is 4.94 acres and is located on the east side of the Sussex Highway, Route 13. The applicant is requesting parking partially located in the front setback due to site elevation constraints. This preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Tax parcel is District 530, Map 10, Parcel 45.01. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desire to act favorably on this plan final approvals are requested to be made by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
I don't have any problem with this parking the way that it is. Anybody else have any issues with it? Okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to Hickory Ridge Church, I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for Hickory Ridge Church as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2004-17, the Villages at Red Mill Pond South, request to amend condition of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to amend conditions of approval of the revised final subdivision plan for the Villages at Red Mill Pond South 2004-17, as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 24th, 2019. On June 10th, 2022, staff received a formal request to amend Condition 11 of the plan's approval. The applicant requests that Condition 11, requiring all amenities and recreational facilities, shall be constructed and open for use by the residents of the development within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit, be amended to require that the amenities be completed by June 23rd, 2023. This AR1 residential planned community contains 177 single-family lots on 82.10 acres and is located on the northeast side of Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 170. Zoning is agricultural residential AR1. Staff note that this request was previously heard and tabled at the August 11th, 2022 meeting to allow for the receipt of further information by staff. Staff have received the requested information and included supporting documents in the paperless packet. Staff note that our system indicates that 110 building permits have been applied for within the villages at Red Mill Pond South. Of these 110 permits, 68 have been issued certificates of occupancy. There are 177 lots in the subdivision. Per the original conditions of approval, all amenities and recreational facilities shall be constructed and open for use by the residents of the development within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit. The first building permit for the subdivision was issued on January 17, 2020, requiring the amenities to be completed by January 17, 2022. There has been one previous request to extend the amenities completion date. The Commission approved this request at the June 23rd, 2022 meeting. The Commission granted a one-year time extension requiring the amenities to be completed by January 17th, 2023. The applicant has provided a construction schedule for the amenities, a letter from the developer indicating that 130 of the 177 lots are still under the developer's control, a letter of support from the HOA, and a letter of support for the design changes to the amenity plan. This letter includes 66 signatures on behalf of 83 lot owners.
So just real quick before we go forward, thanks for providing that, because that was the information that, you know, we wanted to make sure we knew in the record before acting on this. So I appreciate staff going to the trouble and making those calculations. So thank you.
I'm going to make a motion to approve the amendment of conditions for 2004-17, the villages at Red Mill Pond South.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to grant the request to amend conditions of approval for subdivision 2004-17, the villages at Red Mill Pond South. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Timothy and Jessica Tice, minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one additional lot and residual lands off of a 20-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one consists of approximately 0.76 acres, and the residual lands will consist of approximately 1.16 acres. The property is located on the east side of Charlie's Run, a private road south of Fred Hudson Road, Sussex County Road 360. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcel is District 134, Map 13, Parcel 86. Zoning is MR, Medium Residential District. If the Commission desire to act favorably upon this plan, final approvals are requested to be made by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve a minor subdivision off a 20-foot easement for lands of Timothy and Jessica Tice, with final approval by staff after receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement for lands of Timothy and Jessica Tice, with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of RDL Properties LLC, minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two additional lots and residual lands off of a 20-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one consists of approximately 0.58 acres. Proposed lot two consists of approximately 0.39 acres. The residual lands will consist of approximately 0.9 acres. The property is located on the east side of Charlie's Run, a private road south of Fred Hudson Road, Sussex County Road 360. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcel is District 134, Map 13, Parcel 87. Zoning is MR, Medium Residential District. If the Commission desire to act favorably upon this plan, final approvals are requested to be made by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve a minor subdivision off a 20-foot easement for lands of RDL Properties LLC with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement for lands of RDL Properties LLC with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right. Moving on to old